the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Lord, bless you, brother. We love you. We pray you bless you.
First of me.
Elder John Nichols. Lord be with you, brother John.
I know everybody wants to go home. I know I do.
I don't. You didn't say when, though.
You know, I do ask an interest in your prayers as I stand before you this afternoon. It's been a long day, but it's been a wonderful day. And I just continue to marvel as to how the Lord bless us in this part of his vineyard. In spite of us, the Lord has been merciful. He has granted us indeed to be blessed to sit in those heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. That 130th psalm is, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." That's a wonderful psalm. And I enjoyed what the brethren has set before us today, and Brother Stanley reminded me of myself. I'm one of those hard-headed people that don't like people telling me what to do. In fact, every time my boss tells me something or tells me to go to a meeting that I don't want to go to, then there's always that thought, you know, you can retire. I can just walk away from all of that and never have to hear him tell me to go somewhere again. You know? But there's one that we can't do that with.
And that's the truth.
You know, and as stubborn as we can be and are, we serve a God who has been merciful to us.
Amen.
You see, it's, you know, sometimes it's like being hit over the head, but sometimes he does it with such loving care and such tenderness that we're made to be glad in the midst of it all. We don't even realize that we have been moved from here to there because God has been so merciful to us in moving us. You know, I was thinking about the Old Baptist Church. And what a joy it is that in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't bring a resume. We don't get qualified. We can't qualify ourselves.
Nope.
You know, I mean,
there is,
the good thing is that Jesus done it all.
Amen.
You know, so Amen. There is no need to even
made us.
Attempt
exactly.
to make yourselves acceptable.
Right.
He's already made us
acceptable.
Amen. In the beloved.
That's good.
And that is such a great joy to be blessed to hear that truth.
Amen.
Because so many of God's children never hear it. They always have to qualify. They always have to justify to some institution, natural, some earthly institution, as to why they should be able to become a part of the household of God. You see, God, in his infinite wisdom, which you've heard about all day, even before this world was, that God purposed that he would have a people. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure that that means all the world to you, you see. That God loved you that much that he didn't leave anything to chance. He did not, brethren, require anything of you in order for you to have that hope that one sweet day that heaven would be your home. But he required it of his son in your stead. You see, Jesus, who you have heard about. Brethren, I remember a time. I was telling Sister Gladys today, I was thinking, you know, God's children, when God tells Abraham that thou will be a father of many nations, and the heirs there will be as numerous as the stars in the heaven and the sands on the seashore. I remember a time, I was told that to Sister Gladys this morning. She said, why did you think about her? I said, I don't know. You know, my prior to becoming an old Baptist, I used to teach Sunday school, and I enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, I enjoyed it. But there was this little girl. We were trying to figure out how old she would be today. I think she'd probably be about 40 years old today. Well, she came to me one morning in Sunday school. She said, "I want to be saved." You know, I didn't know what to tell her. understanding is revealed to us. And until the Lord reveals to us the truth of the gospel, you're not going to understand it. I mean, you may think you know, but unless he reveals it to you, you'll never know. So I remember this kid telling me this. And when her dad came in, I told him what she had said. And he said, "Oh, don't listen to her. She's always wanting to be saved." You know, I have a hope that was one of God's little ones.
Sure.
You know, she had this desire. You know, that, and she was in a place, not only where this sinner did not know what to tell her, but she lived in a house where she was discouraged from expressing that which she felt. And brethren, God's little children can be burdened in many ways in this dying world. I had a good friend. He was a chaplain in the Air Force. I believe that brother to be a brother, you know. I remember one day he was in the stand, and he said, "You know, growing up as a child, people used to tell me I always had to pray the sinner's prayer in order to be saved." Like, he said, "I kept praying and I didn't feel any different. But I kept praying, and I guess eventually one day it took." That was his understanding. But you know, praise be to God, his destiny was not dependent upon how he understood it to be. But that work had already been done for him.
Amen.
That God, in his infinite wisdom, does all things well. And that includes, brethren, those that he loved even before time was, that at the appointed time that his son would come to this world to save a people. You know, we had brethren this morning and all day talking about, you know, we as God's children, and how will it be for us? How will our conversation be? We've been fed today. We have heard rehearsed in our ears the goodness of Almighty God.
Amen.
And the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard that with our ears. We have heard that proclaimed to us today. So how shall it be with us? You know, we've had 2 weekends of preaching. I remember Brother Jamie last Friday. He was stepping all over people's feet. I know some of you brethren, if you were there, he stepped on your feet. But you know, brethren, we need to be reminded. And how that message come is in the hands of Almighty God. So when somebody steps on your feet, it says, in the old days, that says, what did those old sisters used to say? That preacher has gone from preaching to meddling. Why? Because he's talking about me, you see. So he's unmoved. He's unmoved from hearing that which I want to hear to talking about me. Now, that preacher don't know anything about you.
Yes,
but God does. Amen. But God does, you see. And if you think the preacher is meddling, if you think the preacher is stepping on your feet, wow, you should praise God. You know, you shouldn't badmouth the preacher. Because the preacher's just bringing the water. He's just a messenger. You see. But you should praise God. Why? Because you have been convicted. And these truths have been brought to your remembrance. You see, the duty of the Spirit of Almighty God is to bring us into all truth. And brethren, what is the truth? The Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, who is King of kings and Lord of lords. So how shall it be with us? As children of the Most High God. Now, Brother Stan said he's been a slave, I guess, to Sister Vicky ever since he's known her. He's been a prisoner. You know, he meant it in a loving way. I know he did. Yeah, I know he did. We brothers are we are what we are, and you sisters put up with us in spite of us. Yeah, you two don't have that gaze looked on. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about all of us. You're not gonna escape. We're all that way. But you know, I guess if I had a text.
Amen.
Right. If I had a text this afternoon, it would be the whole Bible, I guess. It would be, if I were to be honest with you. But I just want to read into your hearing a little passage from Joshua. You know, brethren, we think about ourselves as God's children. We think about idols that Brother Stanley were talking about. We all got them. We all got those things that we don't want to talk back to us. We all got those things that we don't want to tell us what to do. That's just the way we are. But Joshua, as he brought all of God's elders to him before God took him home. And as he rehearsed unto them all that the Lord our God had done for them, he gets at the end of this book, in the 21st chapter of Joshua, and he says, now therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away. And brethren, this goes out to this sinner, and it goes out to each and every one of us. You know, we think about Joshua of old. One of the sweetest things about the Word of God is that it is always current. It is always relevant to a child of God. You see, Joshua lived, I don't know how many years ago, I don't want to do the math. But we live today. We have heard this day, it rehearsed in our ears, what the Lord our God has done for us. And Joshua tells them to fear. You know, we read in the Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge. And brethren, that we must fear the Lord our God with all sincerity and serve Him in truth and sincerity. You see, brethren, I can come up here before you and be just as phony and put on all kinds of airs and all kinds of this and that. But the Lord, my God, knows whether this sinner is sincere or not.
Yep, that's true.
He knows my heart. Yes, he knows my every thought, and he knows yours too.
Yes, he does.
It's not just one of us that he knows, but he knows us all.
Absolutely.
He knows us all. And when Joshua says, in sincerity and in truth. Brethren, I did not come here today, and I trust that you did not come here today so that brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so would be able to say, well, Brother John was there today. Wasn't that nice? That is not why I came. I trust that I came, brethren, because I love the Lord and because he has moved me to come and to come this way today. You see, brethren, we need to be blessed of God to get to the point to understand it's not all about us. It's not what we want, but that just as his son in the Garden of Gethsemane said, "After this cup could pass. But be it not my will, but thy will be done." Brethren, we need to move to the point to understand that God is the potter and we are the clay.
Right.
And that he might have his way with us unworthy ones. Unworthy, brethren, in the sense that we have nothing of our own to bring. We have no resume. I have nothing of my own to bring, and neither does any of us.
None of us.
All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. There is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh the Lord our God. So if we're seeking and we're looking and we're understanding, it's because God himself
That's right.
has blessed us.
Amen.
To seek
the only way
and to understand. Not because we're smart. Not because we're better than anybody else.
Except because he loves us.
With an everlasting love.
Amen.
Blessed be his name.
Amen.
That is the God that we serve, brother. One who has loved us with an everlasting love. In spite of us. In spite of us being prone to wander. In spite of us, brethren, to surround ourselves with idols and gods in our own image, gods that make us feel good like we're something and we have something to offer. If we're blessed to present our bodies, brethren, as a living sacrifice. But not just any old kind of way.
Right.
Holy.
Right.
Acceptable. And acceptable.
Under God.
Unto the Lord our God. If we're blessed to do that, praise be to the God on high, who has wrought a work within our hearts that we could not do ourselves. You know, we can't change ourselves. I don't care how much the natural man tells you. You got a habit. God, I really wish I could fix this habit. I really wish I could just put it away. And I'll give you all of these little tricks of the trade for you to take home. And for you to rehearse that you might do away with this thing in your life that has been troubling you. Well, brethren, I got a better solution for you. It's called the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Rehearse the Word of God. Don't rehearse the foolishness and the wisdom of this world.
Right.
You see, brethren, we serve the great physician. We serve he who is able to heal you and to restore you. If anything that's going on with you, if any change is going to come about, that deliverance coming from above.
Right.
It's not going to come anywhere else. is not going to come out of a do-it-yourself help God. It's not because you rehearsed it in the mirror 100 times and, you know, you just keep hearing that thing over and you hear over and over and you hear it. Have you ever been to, what was it we went years ago? I still hear that song, Disney World. A Small World. You ever been in there? And it just rings in the ear all the whole, you know, like, it's a small world. You know, you just can't get rid of that sound. Well, you see, brethren, that's how the natural man wants to impose his wisdom on you to make you believe that if you hear it long enough and repetitive enough, that eventually you are going to be able to effect a lasting change. That is the wisdom of the world. But brethren, the wisdom of God is this wise. The touch of his gentle hand, and it will be no more. That is how God works, you see. And yes, while he has delivered us from much, just like unto the apostle who had this thorn that buffeted him, just like that apostle who beseeched the Lord twice that he might remove that, the Lord simply says, my grace is sufficient for thee. You see, because the power of Almighty God is revealed in our weaknesses. Which is why the writer says that I can do all things. No, that's not what he said. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You see, that allness is in the Lord. It is abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, which you heard proclaimed today. To abide in him. How do we abide in him? Well, it's not a self-help God. But there's a throne that we go to. There's a prayer closet that we go to beseech the Lord our God that he might be merciful to us and that he might deliver us this hour. You see, we don't worry about tomorrow. If we're blessed, tomorrow we might be home with the Lord. But this day, that he might grant us what is sufficient for our needs this day. And this day will be well with us. You know, we're troubled by many things in this life. We have burdens. We have trials. And we have troubles. That is why we read in the Word of God that man born of a woman is but a few days. We're full of troubles. But praise be to God, we have a Savior who does not tell us to, well, you just take those troubles, little sister, little lamb, and you go over yonder, and by, you might come up with a solution or a fix. He doesn't tell us that. But he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And not the preacher, not the church, not the doctor or the undertaker, but I will give you rest.
Amen.
That is who we serve, brethren. We serve a Savior who is able to deliver us.
Amen.
Not a wannabe. But he has all power and all authority to deliver us. This hour, all of our days, and in the life to come. So as Joshua rehearsed to our brethren of old, let us pray that it might be rehearsed in our own ears. That as we search in this time war, brethren, that we might understand what Joshua says When he says, when God says to Joshua, choose you this day. Not tomorrow. Yeah. Not, maybe by and by, God, I'll follow. Maybe by and by, this sinner might go to church. No, not by and by, but you choose you this day. Whom you will serve. And brethren, I firmly contend that only a little Lamb of God is equipped to choose.
True.
One who is dead and in darkness, his life, his or her life is in darkness.
Right.
But ye, brethren, are not children of darkness, but the children of light. Oh, brethren, if we would be blessed of God. You know, brethren, that one thing I don't want you to misunderstand. And just as we are not equipped to effect change or change ourselves, brethren, we need the Lord in all things.
Yep.
If we're going to abide in Him, we need Him. We need His grace and mercy in order to abide. We're in a war, and we cannot fight this war alone. We read in Ephesians, that we deal with spiritual weakness in high places.
Yep.
You know, we deal and we wrestle, brethren, with spiritual weaknesses in high places. Stuff that we can't see.
Right.
Stuff that we'll never be able to see. But one thing for certain, we serve a Lord who does.
Amen.
Blessed be His name.
Amen.
Well, it was good to you, brother John. Congratulations.
Yes, he was.